diseases of the central nervous system, meaning GOMA. The 92-year-old female patient was hospitalized because of sudden right hemiparesis and global aphasia. She was a regular smoker ever since young age and also acquired tuberculosis 52 years ago. She was treated with dysentery 51 years ago and the tuberculosis became inactive. An operation was performed for an ovarian cyst and postoperative ileus 50 years ago. Radical ear surgery was performed 46 years ago because of otitis media and cholesteatoma. The patient was hospitalized with chronic bronchitis and pulmonary emphysema 26 years ago. Gastroscopy revealed polyposis and esophagus varicosity in the stomach antrum 25 years ago and followed on a regular basis with endoscopy. Cataract surgery was performed 10 years ago on both eyes. Artificial eye lenses were implanted. The patient received medication for hematochezia, secondary anemia and chronic gastritis 9 years ago. Hypertonia-induced ischemic heart disease developed and later was followed by cardiac decompensation. Later right chronic pyelonephritis and right kidney amygdalopathy were discovered. Currently the patient was hospitalized for sudden onset of right hemiparesis and global aphasia. Cranial CAT scan didn't reveal acute intracerebral alterations. Softening or hemorrhage however verified an extensive, partly calcified tumor at the occipital base. Margins of the tumor reached the left middle cerebral artery. The tumor was considered as meningioma. Bony structures didn't show acute traumatic fractures. The extracerebral CSF space was uniformly and diffusely dilated to a great extent. The basal cisterns were preserved, the foramen magnum was free. ECG showed atrial fibrillation upon admission, therefore cardioembolic origin of the ischemia in middle cerebral artery territory was suspected. The patient wasn't cooperative initially later cleared. No knuckle rigidity or signs of meningeal irritation were observed. The left pupil was significantly dilated as opposed to the right. The bulbs deviated toward the left even in resting position. However, spontaneous eye movements were free in all directions. Increased deep reflexes activity was detected on the right side. The patient was alert, oriented. Nasogastric tube was introduced because of inability of swallowing. Parenteral fluid and diuretic treatment were initiated because of left cardiac insufficiency and consequent lung edema. Bronchial secrete was removed on regular basis by suction. Elevated inflammatory markers were detected and the patient developed fever 2 days after admission. Antibiotic treatment and oxygen therapy decreased the inflammatory markers, however, the patient's general condition gradually declined and eventually died amid symptoms of circulatory and respiratory insufficiency 4 days after admission. Autopsy revealed meningioma as the core disease, while hypostatic pneumonia was considered as direct cause of death.